Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick here at the Holmes & Hops podcast studio, and I am with Jeremy Okolada.
Very good.
Oh my goodness. Hey, see, I got it right. So, a Polish name, right?
It's a shortened Polish name from, I don't know the exact real last name, but I do know it was shortened. That's why there's no ski.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, say it with the ski.
Yeah, I'm sure there's Okolada ski doesn't work, but I'm sure there was something.
Oh, but it does sound good.
Yeah.
Okolada ski does sound
good.
It does. That could be a name of a pizza.
It could be Polish, Italians, that kind of go hand in hand.
There you go. I think so. I mean, we do have a high amount of population here that is Polish and Italian.
Exactly.
Hence the festivals that we have.
Exactly.
So Jeremy is here without Grace because she is at volleyball.
Bowling, actually.
Oh, bowling.
Yes.
Okay.
The Boardman Varsity Bowlers, state champions this year. Mark it down. You heard it here first.
There you go. So I'm sure everyone knows that Jeremy and Grace are the Youngstown Pizza Review guys, gals,
group
people.
Page.
There you go. So, I mean, I am amazed. So you started this when?
This was back in literally right when the quarantine started. So end of April.
Okay.
May. So I think our first video we posted was around the end of April.
Yeah. End of April. And you have already 4,000 plus likes on your page.
It's insane. Yeah, it's literally insane. I think last I looked, it was like 4,500 followers or something like that.
It's awesome. And you also have a website page too.
We do, youngstownpizza.com, which don't judge us completely. I'm completely learning how to do this on my own. So I think it looks okay, but
it
there's
does.
A lot more room, I think. I have big things. I always have big plans in my head, but getting them to come to fruition is a little bit trickier. What I've learned, and I'm sure you can relate, is
yes,
everything is a lot harder than you think it would be.
100%.
I'm like, oh, well, buy a web page.
Why not?
Should be easy enough.
That it's not easy.
It's not.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I first started off with trying to do a Wix page myself.
Yeah.
And yours looks way better than mine did. Because I did. I ended up being like, you know what? I can't figure this out. So I actually engaged Jeff Lillybridge, who is outside of the Cleveland area, but he has worked on websites around here locally, like Mill Creek Park.
Oh, nice.
And he's also connected with Jeff Risnar of 898 Marketing, who connected the two of us. And Jeff has been, they're both Jeffs, but Jeff Lillybridge has been absolutely phenomenal. And I thank him for my website and being able to put whatever's in my mind onto the internet. So,
oh, yeah, I have lots of things in my mind that I just know I can't do. So I'm eventually, I think, going to have to go that route and find somebody to
But
help
your
me.
Page looks good, though. Like, I mean, it's very functional for all those out there. Go to YoungstownPizzaReviews.com.
It's actually YoungstownPizza.com.
Oh, Youngstown Pizza.
Which I was surprised was available.
There you go.
That's the thing is, I was looking. I'm like, oh, let me see if Youngstown, I know this won't be available. Oh, man, it's available. I should probably just buy this now.
Oh, yeah.
So, because my real job, like our social media people, I was talking to the guy. He's like, that's available. You need to buy that now. Because if you go to PittsburghPizza.com, ClevelandPizza.com, everything is gone.
Yes. Like
you could even say MansfieldPizza.com and it's gone. So
that's
the fact
amazing.
That Youngstown, it was like a gift, I think, from God or something that it was available.
You're supposed to do this.
Yeah. So I kind of just like jumped on it and bought it and then just started playing with it.
So where did you guys come up with, besides obviously a love of pizza, Where did this whole idea come from of going out there, reviewing Youngstown Pizza and blasting it out there? And I love the fact that you do it with your daughter.
You know, that's the funny thing. It really was a joke. I always say that all the time, that it was a joke. But the backstory, I guess, to how it started, well, it really goes back years. So when we first, you know, my wife and I first got married and Gracie was just born, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. So we did a lot of like little weekend road trips. you know, with a history nerd in me, one of our things that we do as a family is we visit presidential gravesites. That's what we kind of did growing up. So we've been to, I think, 28 is our last count. So what we would do, and the reason we did that is because there's so many within 6 hours of the Youngstown area. So you could drive to all these places. If you think back, you know, the founding fathers, it's all in the New England area.
And there's Virginia and Virginia, are the top presidential picks.
So that's kind of how it started. And every time we'd go, obviously, when you go sit in a hotel, you don't have a lot of money. What do you get? You get pizzas. And plus, you're from the Youngstown area. All you eat is pizza growing up. So that's when we kind of, the very first time we started reviewing pizzas, like, oh, this isn't as good as this. Oh, this is kind of like this. But then with this page, my brother-in-law, actually, my wife's brother, so we were just talking one day, and he was like, have you seen North Lima Pizza? It got such great Yelp reviews. And I'm like, has it? And I looked, I'm like, oh, wow, it has. I've never had that before. So one day we just left his house, and we were driving home, and we got it, and Gracie and I just filmed ourselves doing it and just sent it to him. It was just kind of like, hey, you know, we were pretending we were Portnoy or something, you know? And I just put it on my regular page, literally just kind of joking around.
He doesn't like our pizza here, does he?
He doesn't. And that's the other kind of tail end of this. So I got quite a bit of response on my personal page just from my friends. Like, oh, that's cute. You and your daughter are having fun. So then I did another one. And people were kind of responding well to it in my inner circle. So then I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be that guy that just bombards personal page with stuff that people don't want to watch. So I'm just going to start this page. And if my friends want to go watch it, they could like it and watch it. If not, I'll stick to, you know, the bowling pictures and the regular family stuff on this page. Although I do always post a lot of food pictures.
Me too.
And so I just, again, just started that Facebook group, pretty basic name. And one thing led to another. And next thing you know, the one that really, I think, kind of snowballed us up was when Yosteria kind of did their grand reopening in Cornersburg. And I did that one. And it catapulted like 12,000 views and a ton of shares. And that's kind of, holy crap, this is insane. Like, people are actually, and it makes sense. I mean, it's Youngstown, it's pizza. Like, that, we all love pizza.
We do love our pizza, and it is very unique to our area, in which, so my husband's a New Yorker. So, you know, he's
he probably thinks New York pizza is a lot better than ours.
They 100. All do. Yeah, I mean, he's a New York snob when it comes to bagels and pizza.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the two things. So, but when we talk about like our communities and everything, but our pizza defines us as well. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you like define the style pizza? Because I have no idea how to explain it to people out there.
You know, believe it or not, Kelly Pavlik, he's kind of become a good friend of ours through this because he's a big pizza guy. And I think he put it perfectly. I did a write-up on Uptown Pizza, which is my favorite pizza of all time. And we could talk about that in a little bit.
Yes.
And when I went in there and I was talking to Star, the daughter of the owner, I noticed that there was an autographed picture of him up there. So I reached out to him for a quote for the article. I thought it'd be cool to have Kelly throw a quote in there. And he said, we're kind of right between New York and Chicago, and our pizza is kind of the middle of both of them. It's not thin like New York. It's not thick like Chicago. And I thought that was kind of a good
analogy. That is.
Our pizzas around here are kind of right in the middle.
They are.
Kind of a mix of both.
And I love our sauce.
That's the other thing. I love our sauce. I feel like our sauce is sweeter than New York and Chicago. I think they're more traditional, like crushed tomato-y.
Yes.
We definitely sugar ours up here, which I like.
It gets rid of the acidic. At least that's what I was told. Was always told growing up. You always put sugar in the sauce because then it just helps decrease the amount of acid that's in the tomatoes, because tomatoes have acid in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you started this off. You started the website. I also noticed on your website that you also have an Etsy category. So let's talk about that.
That, again, I mean, it was just, this is all just like kind of playing around fun. So I just threw a couple t-shirts on. My wife bought me a cricket, and that's literally it.
Awesome.
And again, another thing that sounds easy, but it's not as easy as you think.
It's not. I have a friend that has one of those, and every once in a while we'll get like a new wine glass or a shirt or something that has a new saying on it, which I love, absolutely love, but I can't even imagine the alignment, everything that comes around.
And it's funny. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say we've sold a ton of stuff, but we've sold quite a bit of the one shirt. It's the, I don't know if you looked at it, it's the state of Ohio.
I definitely did.
And it says, I miss Youngstown Pizza.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people that are, I'm mailing them to Connecticut and Florida and Arizona. And it's hometown people that moved away. And, you know, everyone always says that. I'm sure everyone listening to this and you know people that don't live here. And one of the first things they say when they come home is, oh, I missed the pizza. I got to go get Wedgwood. I got to go get.
Yep. So recently I posted on Facebook about, because I have not tried a lot of the pizza that we have around here.
Okay.
I'm one of those that have stuck with the few. I think like in college, I was Avalon, like the original Avalon location. And then Iona Zones was another one, the Iona Zones in Boardman. Because I think it's also key to know that each place, you're going to get a different pie.
That is very true.
So
that is very true.
So so I was like, you know what? Let's explore all the pizza. I've never had Uptown.
Wow.
I know.
See, that's my... So the fans of our page know the story, and I've probably told it 100 times, but if nobody knows the story, my mom always says when she was pregnant with me, she ate Uptown pizza 2 to 3 times a week. So I always say the phrase that I was born with their sauce in my blood. So I'm a little biased towards Uptown pizza, but I will say that there's a ton of people that have it at the top of their list. So you're in for a treat.
I'm excited.
It's very greasy, though, so be prepared to hit the treadmill when you're done. You just feel like
good thing I do run
when you're done, but it's still good.
So I did. I put it out on the Facebook world about like, hey, can you recommend some pizza places? And I mean, it was like a slew of people like commenting. And somebody did comment that this post is making them miss living back at home, like they want to come back and try the pizza. So I decided to try to create the pizza bracket.
Okay.
So I did send it to Jeremy beforehand to review and look over. I definitely think that I probably, because I have absolutely no base knowledge, I mean, at least when you're going into March Madness, there's like a little bit of a backing when they rank people and they set them all up.
Yes.
Me, however, I'm like, hey, let's just put them in order that I received on my Facebook posting, if you can't tell.
I can tell. Just again, one side looks a little heavy to me, but that's fine.
So, I mean, I did flop Republic over to the other side, because I feel like Republic. Have you tried Republic Pizza?
I haven't, but... We partnered up with Penguin City Beer for our big contest we did in December, and they couldn't speak highly enough of Republic. So, and Jim Tressel, actually, who helped us out with our last live drawing, really recommended Republic. So it's definitely on my list because I've heard that those are two pretty good
I've heard amazing things about Republic Pizza. So they're actually on our list for tonight. So tonight, tonight is Republic versus Dashen.
Okay.
Have you ever had Dashen?
I haven't had Dashen either. I have not. So that's, I can't give you any insight on that.
So what, how do you think that we did? What recommendations would you make?
Okay. If it was me, and again, I always say there's no such thing as a bad pie.
This is true.
But I would take a couple off because I feel like you have some big omissions.
Okay.
For example.
Oh, right.
Mary's Pizza in Lisbon is in my Mount Rushmore. It's one of my top four pizzas in the entire Tri-County area.
Yes. Jeremy mentioned before we started that I was lacking of the Columbiana pizzas.
Yes. Columbiana County is a hidden gem. When somebody told me when we first started this, like, oh, you got to have Columbiana's pizza. It's good. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
It's like farm country. They don't have good pizza.
You would not think of pizza for Columbiana.
But Mary's Pizza in Lisbon, Marie's Pizza in Columbiana, and ours Pizza Place, they're all phenomenal pizzas.
And I don't have any
of
them.
A single one of them.
No.
And the other big omission is St. A's Bistro in Struthers.
Oh.
Jimmy is amazing. He's one of the better friend, a real good friend of our page. He's helped us out with a bunch. And it started by me eating his pizza is phenomenal. It's so good. And he has like 25 different varieties. It's right next to the St. Anthony's Club.
Yes.
It's attached. He cooks it in the side, right beside it.
Oh, I love that.
It's so good. So if it was me, and then you also don't have, sorry, I don't want to like say you, because I know you just went off of your Facebook page.
Shame on all my friends.
But I mean, Brothers Pizza out in Cortland, La Villa, Tangiers, Southgate Pizza in Boardman.
I noticed Tangiers wasn't on there, like the Tangiers and Struthers. And I love the Tangiers and Struthers. I love the peppers.
Oh, their peppers are phenomenal.
On the pizza. Yeah. That is delicious. So I'm a big fan of Tangiers.
They have a pizza called the Geneva, which is like a Briar Hill with the hot peppers. And I always add sausage to it. So good.
So, but the key to this bracket.
You are doing all the same and I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Level playing field.
Correct. But like me, and again, there's no such thing as bad ones. But
so I added Salvatore's, by the way.
Salvatore's is good.
Yep.
It was a lot of people love it, so I don't hate that.
Yeah. It's Salvatore's versus Avalon.
Okay.
Our house was a split household. I chose Avalon.
I would have chosen Avalon, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Salvatore's is good. It's good. I'll just say that.
There's a couple of them I was surprised to see.
Yeah.
So a few of them I was surprised to see the chains and everything like that. I've never had Joe's Pizza either, or Pizza Joe's.
See, that's okay. Some people love it, but they're founded in Newcastle, so they're not a homegrown pizza, I guess. So
is there a favorite beer that you like having with your pizza?
See, as I've gotten, that's the funny thing.
He's drinking Banzai with Birdfish.
But as I've gotten older, I've leaned a little bit towards wine. I still drink beer, but not quite as much as I did in my younger days. But the beers, I tend to favor a brown ale or a porter. Hey, so this is great. Yeah, when I started pouring it and I noticed the tint of the beer, I was pretty happy. And this is very good.
So what do you think? This is their new release.
It's phenomenal.
So just right now, a little Birdfish plug. If you get out to Birdfish, if you get there in time, you may get a glass, a really cool Birdfish Banzai glass with your purchase of your Banzai beer.
You know, I did not even realize this was Banzai. We're all like obsessed with the Cobra Kai, so I'm going to keep this can and show Gacy. But no, this is very good. I haven't had a lot of Birdfish. I know Andrew DiPaolo, a mutual friend of ours, is a big fan.
He's a huge fan of Birdfish. Andrew DiPaolo, it's phenomenal speaking with him because he's had a love of craft beer for a very, very long time in college.
Oh, wow.
It's phenomenal talking with him is because... I mean, my beer in college was Natty Light, Busch, exactly. Like your basic, less expensive, very watered down beer. And he's talking about his choices, and they were craft beers from the breweries around Ohio University. I'm like, wow, that's not the college career that I...
Oh, no. This stuff wasn't even around. I mean, I'm 43, so yeah.
Yeah, no.
It was 18 packs and 30 packs.
Now, what was they would always have it on the import list, but it's really in Pennsylvania.
Yingling.
Yes, Yingling.
Yeah, that was the greatest thing ever when you could get your hand on Yingling. But then it came over here and it's like, eh,
yeah,
it's okay.
It's all right.
It was more of the chase and the hunt. Same thing with Fat Tire. I was a huge Fat Tire beer fan before it came here.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because you couldn't, it was like a treat.
That is true.
You know, I'd go out to my brother's out in California and he'd bring the Fat Tire in and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. But then when it came here, I know I'm not saying it's bad, but I think your mind manipulates it because it's so hard to get. And you're like, oh, this is a treat. And then when it's readily available, it's like, eh.
It's true. It's like Alchemist in Vermont. They have their beer that actually has won a lot of wars. It is really good, though. But I do wonder if it was ever here and more readily available.
Mm-hmm.
Because that place, they limit. And there will be like when they do their beer release, and I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of the beer, but when they do their release, you're only allowed to buy 2 6-packs.
Okay.
So you cannot like per person, and that's it.
It sounds like, have you ever had, you're obviously the biggest probably beer person I know. Have you had Pliny the Younger and Pliny the Elder out in Russian River, wherever it is out there out west?
No.
It's apparently like the number one IPA in the entire world.
That's impressive.
Yeah, look at Pliny the Younger. Is like
Pliny the Younger.
Yeah.
Do you think it's
Russian River Brewing Company, I believe, is the name of the brewery. They line up. There's video of people lined up like blocks to get one glass of this beer.
That's a good reason for a trip. Are you planning on extending out your pizza reviews?
You know what? That's funny. I do. And I feel like we do Mahoning, Trumbull, Columbiana. And we've even gone out to Newcastle, which is one of our favorite pizzas we've ever had. This place called Turco's Pizza.
Okay.
But it's kind of close. So and we get a decent amount of response. But so, for example, we went up to Detroit. This was back, I can't remember, early summer to try Buddy's Pizza, which is the original Detroit style pizza. It's like the place that invented Detroit style pizza. Do you know what Detroit style pizza is?
No.
It's like
I just learned what Connecticut style pizza is.
It's a pan. It's cooked in a pan and it's got like a caramelized crust. It's real unique. You could get it. Red Plum has Detroit style pizza.
Oh, so that's you go cool. There
and that's their number. They have Detroit style. I ramble. So if I ramble too much, just tell me. Red Plum, you could get Detroit style, New York style, or New Haven style. For your contest, I would definitely say to get the Detroit style
pepperoni. Definitely.
So you'll see kind of what it is like when it's there. But anyway, we go up there. And I'm like, oh, this will get a lot of responses. You know, we're just the home of Detroit style pizza.
Yeah.
And it got like 900 views, which I know a lot of people are like happy with 900, but our videos tend to get anywhere higher. From,
no, I
know,
feel 6, yeah.
6,000 to 20, 30. So I'm like, man, okay. People don't really care about pizza that they're not going to go get, you know?
However, I do think we should all go down to Chicago. There is a brewery in Chicago that is in conjunction. They're also a pizzeria.
Oh.
So it's a brewery pizzeria. They have definitely, they've had to close their doors and everything during COVID. However, they're doing the pickup carry out.
Okay.
So, but once they open their doors back up, that would be definitely a fun trip.
Yeah.
That would work both ways, right?
Oh, heck yeah. That would be awesome. And again, I love Chicago. I mean, I would be lying if I said deep dish Chicago was my favorite style, but it's still so good. Like Lou Malnati's, which is like the staple Chicago deep dish. It's so good.
I have never had an original Chicago style pizza. Yeah. There's that one chain that you'll find on the East Coast. I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of that. Obviously, I forget the names of a lot of things, but... Mm-hmm. But we used to go there, but it always seems so overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
Like there's just a lot and you don't get just a slice. You get the pie.
Oh yeah. It's huge.
Yes.
You have Emmanuel's on here. Emmanuel's in Youngstown.
But they have the regular cheese pizza too.
They do. But their deep dish is what that's where he's made his following is his deep dish pizza.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's what took social media by storm by him.
And was the
super
deep
good.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, if you're keeping it
all the same,
then you probably have to go with New York. But he did tell me when I talked to him that when he opened his pizza shop, that's what his intention was to do New York style pizza. That's what he was trained on for 25 years. And then he just did the deep dish kind of as a side thing and it exploded.
That's awesome. Media.
And now that's what everyone goes there to get.
I mean, he's done very well
it's
the past couple months.
Like he's done.
I mean, he's had to expand yep. the amount of ovens he has, yeah. everything.
And it's funny. It's not like bragging us up, but when we do these reviews, and again, that's kind of what made it sit home with us is the first time we did a review and the shop owner either messaged me or called me and like was thanking me for the business that drove him because
that's right.
They saw a huge uptick in business. So when I go into these places, a lot of times I don't tell people that we're coming. We just go get the pizza and then post it. And then I'll reach out afterwards. But with him, it was for our contest. It was the week 4 of our big contest we did in December. So I reached out ahead of time. So I was talking to him and I kind of forewarned him like, hey, you know, just so you know, I know you're busy as it is.
Yes.
But you're going to get a pretty good uptick. And we also have a lot more eyes on us right now because of this contest. We have like 2,000, I don't know if you followed our contest. We had like $2,000 worth of prizes, tablet clubs, all kind of stuff. So I kind of forewarned him. And with our contest, we had to post the review every Wednesday because people guessed on our scores through the weekend. And then we posted the review Wednesday and anyone within a range was eligible for that week's prizes. So I had to post this review on Wednesday. Well, here, Andrew, our friend,
yes,
was there with FMJ in the morning that Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
So they had FMJ there doing 3 different live broadcasts. And then we dropped our review at noon and it got like 10,000 views. And this poor guy got destroyed.
I know.
Business. And people were, and I kind of felt because people were commenting like, we can't get through. And
I know it was difficult. Actually, we tried to get through ourselves, but I will say they were phenomenal there. So
he's the nicest guy ever.
So this is when they were doing the transfer over and getting new equipment to be able to handle all of us demanding pizza.
Yeah.
And it is like grand scheme of things. Are you going to get angry because you can't get your pizza? Yeah. So yeah.
Like it was literally him making pizza and he had one guy that was on his staff to help with deliveries. That's all he had.
That's it.
And so just imagine a video gets 10,000 views. How many people are calling and you got one guy. So if anyone's listening, give him a break. Like,
oh, 100%. They did. They had to call me in which you had to put your order in advance, mm-hmm. which was fine. And And then they had to call me to say, so sorry, we're not able to fill that order for tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. I was like, listen, I'm going to end up ordering a pizza anyway. Don't worry about it. Just if you need to make a note somewhere, then I'll just get the pizza then. Yeah. Whenever you're able to do it, that works for me. Because again, I'm not going to get angry and flip out about pizza. Although I did text Josh with Republic Pizza. I was like, you're not open yet. that's the problem. See, this is when campus needs to be in school all year round. Yeah. So then it satisfies my cravings.
So they close when school's not in.
I mean, it makes sense, especially during the pandemic. I mean, a lot of businesses are work from home right now downtown. So you don't have the amount of flow that you normally would have of people working or whatever, or even transferring from class to class. So to have that, I would think business wise, to have that overhead at the, during a time that you might be selling a couple of pies a week, just wouldn't,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. But I'm glad school's back because now their doors are open.
Perfect timing for your bracket too.
And then I know, and then and all Josh is phenomenal. I don't know if you've been to Prima, but he opened up Prima downtown on Federal Street as well.
Okay, no, I've never even heard of it. Is it a pizza shop or is it a restaurant?
It's an Italian restaurant.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
And like, holy cow, that man can make New York style food, Italian food, like anything. That pasta is phenomenal. So. Nice. Which now, of course, makes me want the pizza even more.
Yeah. So I'm curious to hear what you say about that Republic.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. So what do you have up and coming? I mean, literally, these are like, when I threw it out there, my husband was like, there's no way that you're going to get like 32.
It's easy.
Oh, this is insane.
Insane amount of pizza. So there's definitely no shortage of content.
No.
You know, like initially, I was like, oh, we can't. I mean, it's insane. We can't do five. Everyone's like, do this, do that. You can't do 5 a week. We'd run out of stuff in a couple months, you know. But, you know, we're going to try to – we try to do 2 to 3 a month as far as reviews goes. And
you still want to love pizza at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we got killed in December with this contest. We were eating so much pizza. You know, because we every week we had to do one, and then we went live from a pizza shop, and so we were eating it there. And, December was a rough month for the diet.
See, December was a rough month for me from beer and wine. That's why I'm doing dry January, which, by the way, June's lemonade is non-alcoholic. If Grace was going to be here, this is what she was going to drink along with me. And this is at Birdfish, and it is delicious. So if you want to go out there, because they also have pinball games and stuff like that. It's very family friendly.
Yeah, it's right by Kelly Pavlik's gym's right next to it. Yeah.
So right next to it.
Literally right next to it.
So, literally. So don't hesitate. There's June's Lemonade out there. Kids could play pinball. You could enjoy the Bonsai or Pocket Protector or whatever beer that you like. And
do they have food there? Do they serve food?
So
I know the Roxbury posts up there in the parking lot a lot.
So you do. You have Roxbury, which I know Roxbury's not on this list either, but like Roxbury hands down is phenomenal. I love their pizza. But again, because they're not an actual brick and mortar, it makes it difficult for me to be. I mean, I'm sure, I guess out of 32 weeks, I would have hit them up one time or another. But they'll be there.
Brick and mortar. They really do.
I think they would do great. I think that they should be as well. Yeah. I mean, they would definitely have. They already have a loyal following that people try to find them outside of Birdfish, or I know sometimes they're outside of the hospital, Mercy. Mm-hmm. I mean, people look for them. So I think that they would do phenomenal brick and mortar as well.
Which, speaking of, do you know them pretty well then, since they've been up there?
Yes.
So they have their same, you know, thin that they always have, but do you know that they make a thicker Sicilian style?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Follow them on social media. You can't really get it right now, but they always post teaser pictures and put like coming soon, and it's driving me crazy because I want to try it so bad.
So they're really good at their social media too. Yeah.
So maybe there is a brick and mortar in the future for them.
You never know. You never know.
Hint.
That'd be great. I know a few spots that they would be perfect in.
There you go.
One might be located right by my house. But anyway, But with that, so Birdfish also has like Sean Sweeney with Movable Feast will be there. He has some great food options as well. My favorite is, of course, the tuna tartare. If you're into raw fish, I am. But they also have like truffle tater tots, which are addicting beyond belief. I think next weekend they actually have lobster rolls coming outside, which is great as well. So I'm excited. I love the fact that they have the food trucks. I'm a food truck person. Yeah. I love going to food trucks.
Nice. Have you been out to the place in Lisbon, Numbers?
Yes.
Because I think they have pizza out there.
Yes,
like,
they do.
I don't know if it's flatbread, but they have some kind of pizza out there. I remember looking like, ooh.
Their pizza.
That'll be a fun review.
So their pizza is really good. And of course, also their beer. But definitely make the venture out there.
My in-laws live in Lisbon. So it's,
oh, well, then yeah. That's... Did you ever go to the vegetarian restaurant?
No. So, I'm not really a vegetarian person.
So no courthouse in.
No. I remember when that opened thinking, I don't know.
It does well.
It doesn't seem like it would do well in Lisbon.
Oh, it does very well.
It's crazy.
I mean... us up here travel to Courthouse Inn, not because they also have like the diamond bathroom.
Really?
Yes. So in the men's and the ladies restroom, it's all diamond.
In Lisbon. That's so weird.
I mean, it is good, and it is really good vegetarian food. I have dragged my father-in-law, who is like, if there's not like a steak and a potato, it's not a meal. So, and he even enjoyed the food at Courthouse Inn.
Maybe I'll give it a look. You're 2 minutes from Mary's Pizza, though, if you're there. It's right down the street.
I think that would be perfect. Plus, it's also great. Like, you can... So, with my business, I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
So, it's nice to be able to pop into these places, open up your computer, eat some food, and do some work all at the same time.
Yep.
So, what else do you do besides the Youngstown Pizza Reviews?
Personally?
Yeah.
Okay. We've already talked about, you know, we like traveling and visiting presidential grave sites. We're big concert goers. I mean, big country music fans. You know, Gracie's been playing guitar and singing for a while. Like traveling, sports. I mean, we're huge sports people. Not Browns people. We're my family's all from Pittsburgh, so.
Oh.
We're definitely Steelers, so we were feeling the pain this week. Steelers fans and Penn State fans.
But, I know, but I mean, you got to be a little bit happy, so for, the happy Browns. For the Browns.
I'm not an anti-Browns guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in my opinion, if you can't be happy for the Browns right now, something's wrong with you mentally. Like, come on. It's a loyal fan. But as I get older, I find myself.
Did they do something to you?
Yeah. Like, I find myself rooting more for these fan bases. You know, like in my opinion, Buffalo and Cleveland would be the greatest AFC championship game ever because it's win-win.
That would be. Well, so I'm a Dolphins fan.
Okay.
So Buffalo has taken a lot away from us during the last time that like Dolphins really were a strong team.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. So I have the flashbacks of the Patriots and the Bills that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not it is when you talk about like I do get happy when the Patriots don't do well. Actually, I'm happy when Tom Brady doesn't do well.
You know what's funny? I was talking to Gracie about this the other day. If you remember back when they won their first Super Bowl, though.
Yes.
Everyone was so like, oh, man, like this Tom Brady, some no-name quarterback. This is such a great.
Now look at him.
It's like.
Whatever.
To hell with the Patriots. To hell with Tom Brady. They're the worst.
I know. They're like the Yankees of football.
Yeah. It doesn't take long. Like, I feel like a lot of people are like that with the Chiefs now, too. After just 1 year, last year, everyone wanted Andy Reid to win. And they're so happy. Now they're like, ah.
It's true.
Somebody take him down.
It's true. It's like Buccaneers, I mean, they had a horrible 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a comeback. I remember liking the Buccaneers just because I felt bad for them.
Yeah.
And then they came back and won a Super Bowl. It's like, all right, they're good. They're fine. They don't need anything anymore. Move on.
So do you have Florida roots? Is that why you like the Dolphins? Or is it just...
No. So
I'm interviewing you.
I know. Out of my family, my family is predominantly Browns fans, except for my uncle. My uncle Bill was the Dolphins fan. And he was the Dolphins fan back in the 70s. So really, when they were really strong, actually still the only team with an undefeated season, simply because the season just wasn't as long. But otherwise, the Steelers would have hit it this year. But with that, he raised me to be a Dolphins fan.
Fair enough.
There, and let's face it, as a little girl, the colors were pretty. I mean, it was a Dolphin. Who wouldn't like the Dolphins?
Yeah. Well, they can't call you a front runner. Because your whole, they haven't really won a Super Bowl.
No.
So, yeah, it's a legit.
No, they haven't. Dan Marino, one of the greatest quarterbacks, never won a Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh boy.
I know. But we're ready for the rapid fire round.
Oh, I didn't even know this was in here. So
good, yeah. Good. Okay. All right, ready? All right. What's your favorite beer brewery?
New Belgium.
Okay.
I've been out there and traveled and visited it. It was so fun. It was such a fun tour.
Okay.
Plus, you want to hear a little something about New Belgium?
Yeah, I do.
So, their employees are owners. Like, it's one of those places where, like, you own the company.
Okay.
So, and again, I might be off on the years, but at five, I believe it's either 2 or 5 years. I think it might be 2 years. You get one of the bikes, the fat tire bikes. Everyone gets one. At 5 years, I could be wrong. It's either 5 or 10 years. You get a 2 week paid trip to follow in the owner's footsteps of his Belgian beer tour, where he discovered what he liked. So they pay for you to go do the exact same tour that he did.
That's awesome.
I think that is 5 years. And then at 10 years, you get like a 2 month. They just say, you don't work for 2 months. We need you. They call it the go find yourself 2 months. It's just, I'm like, oh my gosh, do you guys hire? Are you guys hiring? You
know, yeah.
They're just such a great like employee based company out there. You know, like stuff like that is just so cool to hear about, you know.
That's a great.
And again, I might have butchered a couple of the details, but that's the gist of their company.
I mean, I want to work there now.
And you've done probably a lot of tours of breweries.
Yes.
They give you so much beer on that tour. Like, more beer than I've ever had. Like, I was feeling good after an hour. And then you get to, like, normally they, like, each spot they would pour you, like a glass like you're drinking out of, a smaller glass. So you have, like, 6 or 7 of those, and then you get to the end, and then they give you the full can of Fat Tire, and I'm like, my God, this is all within an hour. And my cousin and I walked out of there like, what is happening right now? So I definitely recommend taking that tour if you go out there.
That's perfect. And what's your – not pizza. Ready?
Okay.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
Oh, that's easy. Station Square. Yeah, Station Square is the top of the food chain for us.
What's your favorite thing there?
Hot peppers and oil. They have the best hot peppers and oil in town, but my favorite dish is the veal francais.
Okay. All right. What is your favorite local gem?
Youngstown gem. There's so many.
I know.
I mean, Handles.
Like
ice cream is like my vice.
Yes.
Like
we do.
I put down a quart of it, or not a quart, like a pint of ice cream, like it's nothing.
So do I. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually not a lot of ice cream in my mind. Yeah. It's totally
it's like
fine.
Milk, that's what I tell myself.
And I remember being at a doctor's office one time, and I looked at over at like a chart that they had, and ice cream was listed as a benefit.
Mm.
Yes. There is something in ice cream that releases the happy endorphins or whatever. So ice cream is a good thing to eat.
I like the way you think, just like wine's good.
Wine is also good. I remember asking when I forget what health nutritionist mentioned having a glass of wine a night was good for you. I raised my hand and asked, how about two?
Yeah,
and she said, yes, that's good for you too. So there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll stick with Handles. I don't know if that's a great answer because I feel like everybody knows that Handles is a gem around here.
But
it's
sometimes
not really a hidden gem.
But sometimes we forget. It's one of those things that, listen, I lived in the DC metro area for 12 years. And I will tell you, the people who, like, it never lost its wow factor for me. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, every time I went into the city and drove past the Lincoln Memorial, all these different things that we have, it always gave me that warm, like, I love it. But I mean,
I got another one.
But
can I do two?
Yes, you can do two. What's your other one?
The Campfield Fair.
Oh, there you go.
Because I've been we like fair food and we like doing all this. So I've been to the Milwaukee State Fair, and then we went up last year to the Minneapolis State Fair because they say it's the number one state fair in the
country. Is. It really is.
And I don't think it's that much better than the Canfield Fair.
You're saying the Milwaukee one.
No, the Minnesota State Fair, they say is the number one, which it was. It was phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. Like, we had a blast, but we're walking around it like, this isn't that much. I don't see that much of a difference between this and the Canfield Fair. And I thought the Canfield Fair had better food.
There you go.
I said it.
There you go.
And I don't take it back. So that's my gem.
There you go.
The Canfield Fair.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Well, thanks so much for having me. This was fun.
Oh, wait. Real quick, before we go, anything that you have up and coming in your plans for the Youngstown Pizza Review, anything that we can all participate in and enjoy with you?
Well, this week, we're finishing up the Youngstown Live reached out to us. This is National Pizza Week. By the time this probably, when do you post these usually?
A week after.
So it'll be over, but you can still go back and relive it through the Youngstown Live Facebook page. We did 5 days of videos for them, focusing on a lot of things Youngstown Pizza related, like Monday was focused on Briar Hill pizza. Tuesday is focused on specialty pizzas like your pickle pizza crazes and everything.
There you go. West Side.
Yeah. Wednesday was party pizzas, like your big trays and sheets that you get. Thursday was called the New Kids on the Block. That was focused on your new pizza places in town, like your Yosterias and your Emmanuel's and St. A's Bistros, and kind of talking about how bold of a move it is to try to open a pizza spot in Youngstown with the high standards. And then Fridays is pizza you grew up on. So talking about...
obviously Uptown for you.
Uptown for me. And it's cool. We got some sound clips from some notable Youngstown residents talking about pizza of their youth. Andrews did one for us, and Kelly Pavlik and the Penguin City folks and a few other people contributed a quick little 20-second video talking about pizza of their youth.
Can we hear a confession of mine?
Sure.
So when I was a little girl and we got pizza, I cried.
Tears of joy, or you didn't like it?
I didn't want it. Huh. I was so upset. I didn't like pancakes and I didn't like pizza. I know. Now I eat them both.
Yeah. At least you grew into it, right?
I did.
Yeah. As far as in the future, like I said, we're kind of this big giveaway in December opened up some doors, and we're getting a lot of people reaching out. So yeah, we're all about supporting local businesses and anything we could do. So, you know, we're going to be on KBN Friday helping out Andrew with something for Pizza Week, and anything we could do, you know, we're always open to help people out and spread some word about new shops in town. But yeah, we have a couple of things in the future in the summer. We have something lined up with Penguin City I can't really get into right now, but it's going to be pretty awesome.
Awesome. I love Aspasia and Rich.
They're awesome.
Yes.
So awesome. Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely things on the horizon.
Well, everyone out there, be sure to stay tuned to Youngstown Pizza Reviews on Facebook, and be sure to check out youngstownpizza.com on, the internet. So by really any mode that you can, as long as you have Wi-Fi or connected to the internet. Are you on Instagram as well?
We are.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.